podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, staff, we just started recording, so you can go ahead and eat if you're hungry.
Man, you are cruel, dude.
Why am I cruel?
Woman, you will not eat until we record.
No, I said you can go ahead and eat.
Yes, I know, because now we're recording.
Oh, no. I mean, we were going to talk about going out to eat, but she said she was hungry, so we're not going to be done for a little while.
I get reality. I was making jokes.
Knock that shit off.
No, I was not confused by the nature of that little domestic scene. I was rather riffing upon it.
That's such an internal comedian monologue. Yes, I get reality. I was making jokes.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off,
then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Andy is irritated.
Episode 142, The Revenge of Fuck Skype.
Electric Boogaloo!
Fuck Skype 2, The Electric Boogaloo of Fuck Skype.
I'm Tim, the T in Fuck Skype, which doesn't have a T in it.
I'm Andy, the A in Fuck Skype, and you can put a silent A in there if you want to, because fuck Skype.
I'm Noah, the N in Fuck Skype. Fucking, yep. Fucking Skype. There we go.
None of our initials, none of our first initials appear in Fuck Skype.
Do you know what appears in Fuck Skype?
No.
Skype. Fuck it.
No, it doesn't appear in Fuck Skype.
You know what? I'm going to go so far as to say go ahead and rape Skype. I think we established in the last episode that I am, by and large, very much against rape, but I'm going to make an exception for Skype.
You know, listening to the last Drinking Buddies? Well, not at this point in his... Well, who knows what point in history someone's actually listening to this, but
yeah.
There's been a Drinking Buddy since then. But they were talking about rape, and Jerry goes, speaking of rape, I was listening to Tancast, and he...
Thanks, Jerry.
He talked about the whole bat rape thing, and he thought our 5-minute bit about it was very funny. Especially how disturbed you were by it.
So disturbed.
Speaking of rape, you want to feel like you got two cocks in your ears? Listen to Tancast.
Tancast. It's like two cocks in your ears.
Wait, what about the third cock?
How many? Well,
you only got the two ears.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
I'll
my
take
cock
the mouth.
My cock is small. It will fit.
No, you can take the nostril, Andy.
I'll get around the edge. When you guys just, I'll just like, you know, wedge in.
If you got your ears pierced, Andy can slide that in.
Yep.
If you got your ears pierced. And not like Noah ear pierced either.
I was going to say, I think Noah could probably fuck his own ear gauges at this point.
Could. Has.
Excuse me.
And that's the sound of a happy earplug.
That's the sound of a sexy beast. Line up, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Line start here.
No shoving.
One at a time. There's enough for all.
When your number is called, then you will approach the penis.
Now serving 69.
Bang! Shall we get some tan laughs?
Uh-oh, looks like someone's gonna... Wait, don't you come fucking knock on my door, vest dude. Sorry.
Tell him you got enough vests. Just yell out the window. Freak him out.
Oh, here he comes.
Just open up your window and start barking.
Kind of looks like a young Scatman Crothers.
Hmm.
Episode 142, where Noah gets raped by a guy in a vest.
You guys did not hear that, but my wife didn't even open the door. Just yelled, "Not interested!"
Nice. Dude,
Bravo,
you go back,
Steph.
You high-five her for me when you get off of this.
Yes. Do it with both hands. Make it a high 10.
Yes.
I'll take the other one.
All right. We'll share.
Poor vest guy.
Awesome. Did he walk away all dejected?
I don't know. I closed my blinds. Couldn't want him to see me in my little office area.
Fuck this guy. It's dinner time.
What if Vest Guy was like, I'm here to give you millions of dollars?
I think he would have been dressed up more than a vest.
That is some rude ass shit.
I will take $1 million to interrupt my dinner.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he was there for $1 million, he wouldn't just be Vest Guy. He'd be Vest and Balloon and, like, Camera Crew Guy.
Maybe that shit's right around the corner and Noah doesn't see it.
Like they
He'd be Giant
behind.
Novelty Check Guy. Hard to hide even in his clever vest.
Hmm.
All right. So 10 less.
Okay. That was an enormous waste of time.
That's what Tancast is, an enormous waste of time.
Yes, but even for us.
Someone just tweeted, like, I'm listening to Tancast because I have nothing else to do.
There is all. Well, I guess there's that period of time after you know, rub one out that you gotta let the machine reset. So maybe that could be Tancast time.
He may have been in public.
Yeah, but I mean, really, in terms of like socially acceptable, listening to Tancast in public or masturbating in public.
Well, people can't tell you're listening to Tancast. If you've got your wiener out and you're just pounding away, people can tell what you're doing.
Wait, doesn't everyone masturbate when they listen to Tancast?
I thought it was just me. I'm like, oh, I love the sound of my voice. Mm-hmm.
You just listen to your audio track?
Yep. It's like, talk to me, Tim. Talk to me.
You have to stop when there's long periods of silence, like when Annie's talking. You're like, come on, fast forward. Gotta get to a good part.
I actually take the time to splice out the empty spots and just me.
Oh, okay.
Oh nice.
Gotcha.
That's excellent. Man,
nonsensical, but damn is it
sad. It's like your own little porno highlight reel.
What you can do, Tim, is actually just leave in the blanks and then try to respond to yourself. It'll just be T-Cast for some tea.
In reality, that sounds like a lot of work.
All right. I've taken to, I tend to go grocery shopping about once a week. And that tends to now be my listen to Tancast time.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is, you know, sort of like emotional masturbation, just listening to the three of us sit around being, I guess, you can't see me doing finger quotes here, but clever. And, oh, man, there have been times, you know, I'm just like walking down an aisle, you know, some like frumpy housefrau moms come the other direction. And I'll just start laughing in the middle of the aisle. And just like, holy shit, the fat one's going to eat me. Just jumping to the side. Like, yeah, clear space, bitch. Laughing fat man coming through, and I'm laughing at things you can't hear.
My wife is almost home. She's going to put an end to all the shenanigans.
Uh-oh. Apropos of absolutely nothing, dear Russian spammers, I don't read fucking Russian.
I'm going to throw that to Chinese spammers as well.
Yeah.
Crazy little symbols. I don't know what they mean. It might be bullshit.
I'll do you one better. Dear spammers, I don't read.
Noah wins.
Take that, spammers.
Occasionally, I'd like to hear about the advancements in penis enlargement technology. Seems to be pretty stagnant, but you never know. If there's a breakthrough, I want to be on the edge.
Alrighty. Well, this particular Russian spammer fuck sent the email to fucktards@tancast.com and cc'd tim@tancast.com and yourmom@tancast.com. So this particular spammer fuck may in fact be a listener. And if you are, fuck you, you spammer fuck.
How do you know it was spam?
It's spam.
Ooh, you enlarged your penis.
Google's got a little translator. I told it to translate.
Your penis very large and fat. Moose and squirrel.
Maybe it was a tan laugh in Russian.
It is not. It is a come on to some sort of business workshop that's taking place this weekend in Kiev.
Maybe it has a punchline.
You come to Kiev. In Kiev, business seminar takes you.
Oh, also, dear spammer fuck, I'm nowhere near Kiev.
They don't know that.
They do when I fly to Kiev and put my foot in their fucking ass.
Yeah, they might think we have a private tan plane.
They might.
Yeah, because we'd be rolling. We can afford the $10 a month hosting fee and everything. I mean, just look at our website. It's got all that brown, just smacks of riches.
Are we ever going to update that, by the way?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Once I stop changing jobs every couple of months.
I don't know if we can put that proviso on it, because then it'll never happen.
Yeah, that's basically it.
You love changing jobs. That's your favorite thing.
Oh, absolutely. Although, oh, man. I put a little countdown at my desk at work. It's kind of like an advent calendar, where I'm just like, I pull a number off every day.
Is there a little chocolatey treat underneath?
No, there's not. There's just another number. but it's a lower number, and it's to remind myself. Oh, because, man, it just... Things have really started to suck ever since the merger. And a couple of the people who are left walk by. They're like, ah, you're counting down until you leave us. I'm like, no, I'm not counting down until I leave you. I'm counting down until I leave. And then I point at, like, the piles of work that I'm trying to get done before I go. I'm leaving this. It's not you. I will miss you. This. I'm trying to keep positive. It's this I will not miss. All that mess, just that shit right over there that I don't even want to fucking look at.
And in fairness, it's not like you're leaving. It's like you're...
Yeah, really.
Position is no longer available, as corporate America likes to say.
Yeah, well, ironically, after they told me that, three weeks after they told me that, they said, hey, can you stay on for a lot longer? Because it turns out you're useful. And I went, hey, that entire time since you told me, well, fuck off, I've been fucking off. I have been further and further out this door every day that's passed. I have been interviewing for jobs. I've got an offer. I've got a start date. So no, won't be able to stick around.
Oh, so you've got a new job?
Oh yeah,
sweet.
New, oh yeah, that's new since the last Tancast. I have got a new job.
Doing similar stuff to what you do now?
Almost identical. Yeah, basically the different things I will be doing with my time will be almost exactly the same as what I do with my time now.
Sweet. So
maybe a slightly different mix of those things, but yeah. Yeah, so it was like I took one job, picked it up, moved it to another company, kind of shuffled around the relative mixes of how long I'll be doing everything, and basically a different, very similar, equally BS job title got strapped onto that, and barely noticed the difference. I'll notice it's different people, probably. I'll be like, hey, guy whose name I don't know yet, instead of, hey, guy whose name I just learned just in time to leave.
That's why I never learn people's names at work.
That's good.
Good plan.
Well, that and I'm really just not interested in other people's business.
It's like, oh, you're in sales. Well, I'm going to call you new guy. And eventually you'll be old guy when other new guy shows up.
Because if I learn your first name, well, it's really going to become your last name. And your new first name is going to be called fucking. Fucking Steve.
Fucking Dave. Goddamn.
I had a boss tell me that. She goes, I know my new first name after I leave here will be fucking. I was like, that's hilarious.
Hey, everybody, you remember when fucking Barbara was here?
No, it was more like the new person who was filling her role trying to figure out something. Oh. Fucking Karen.
You know what?
All right.
I'm a week from that being me. week from now, I will become fucking Andy. Instead of mysterious Andy.
Happy times are here again!
Yep. Happy times indeed.
All right, longest tan laugh intro ever.
We've got tan laughs just for you. About dead babies, or maybe some poo. Could be racist, sexist too. Cause it's tan laughs, yes, tan laughs, oh, tan laughs, and that's what we do. Tan laughs, a tan laugh to now.
Ha ha ha! This tan laugh is from Robin. She's not sure if it qualifies as a tan laugh, but it might. She thought it was funny, and maybe you can test Andy with it. So, I'm going to test Andy with it.
Test him.
Oh, okay. You're going to test my patience?
Called the giraffe test. How do you put a giraffe into a refrigerator?
I don't know.
Reassemble the letters?
The correct answer is open the refrigerator, put in the giraffe, and close the door. The question tests whether you tend to to do simple things in an overly complicated way. Question two.
I'm going to call bullshit on that one.
Well, there's four questions. Question two.
Yeah, you find me a refrigerator that's going to fit an entire giraffe.
How do you put an elephant into a refrigerator?
You open the door, remove the giraffe, and insert the elephant.
Correct answer is open the refrigerator, take out the giraffe, and put in the elephant and close the door. This tests your ability to think through the repercussions of your previous actions. Question three. The Lion King is hosting an annual... Not an annual. Well, it might be annual, but in this case, it's an animal conference. All the animals attend, except one. Which one does not attend?
I'm going to guess it's the elephant, because I haven't let him out of the refrigerator.
Yes! Yes! This tests your memory! Okay, even if you did not answer the first three questions correctly, you still have one more chance to show your true abilities, even though you've answered two of the three correctly. That part is not written out. I just threw that in. Mm-hmm. There is a river you must cross, but it is used by crocodiles, and you do not have a boat. How do you manage it?
Oh, I suspect the answer is going to come down to using that elephant in some fashion. Sit on the back of the elephant, let the elephant cross the river?
Afraid not. You okay. Jump into the water and swim across. Have you not been listening? All the crocodiles are attending the animal meeting. According to Anderson Consulting Worldwide, okay, there you go, cheap plug. 90% of professionals they tested got all answers wrong, but many preschoolers got several answers correct. Jesus Christ. I bet several preschoolers could also read the sentence. Many preschoolers got several correct answers. Anderson Consulting says this conclusively proves the theory that most professionals do not have the brains of a four-year-old. Andy, you at least have the brains of a four-year-old. Congratulations.
At least. Yeah, that's what I aspire to every day.
You had 50%. You gotta give him credit for that.
I hate it when videos, for some reason, take forever to load. I'm sitting here listening to you guys, all of a sudden I hear music. I'm like, where the fuck is that music coming from? I'm like, it's from that open tab that's been open for like fucking 18 minutes. Like, why did it start to load now?
It sends the drag in the conversation. Like, Tim's tan lab is taking forever.
All of a sudden, he goes, I'm a rich bitch. I'm like, wow, what? What's going on?
Well, I'm going to forward this to Tim just because the photo needs to be posted somewhere and then linked to in the show notes.
Okay.
But this tan laugh comes to me from CJ. He says, here's a jokey joke from good old Reddit. It completely destroys my Footprints in the Sand parody attempt. So here it is. But Lord, during the hardest times of my life, why was there only one set of footprints? Because, said the Lord, sand people always ride single file to hide their numbers.
While I find that funny, I must say, fuck CJ.
Why?
I told Noah, I told Noah this. I didn't get a chance to tell Andy. Andy wasn't online. I reposted something that Jeff had posted on the Tancast Facebook page, and someone goes, when is there going to be another Tancast in the future? And then CJ goes, better question, when is there going to be an NG cast in the future? To which I responded, I don't know, but there's a fuck you CJ cast coming up right now.
Why you got hate, Tim? Why you got hate?
Why he gotta hate?
He don't hate. He
just
can
excise Tim and Andy from the Tancast.
He congratulate.
You can masturbate.
Tim and I are gonna take our show on the road. Noah and Jeff can record, and Tim and I are just gonna go shout at homeless people.
We'll be like Kevin Smith, except we won't do a 5-minute commercial in front of every episode.
He even did a commercial in front of his preview. Well, I don't know if it's a commercial, it was just him talking.
That man loves to talk.
Hey, he's making the money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is all true.
I just wish he would keep them consistent so I know how long to fast forward through, because it's like, sometimes I'll fast forward, I'll be halfway through, tell him Steve Dave, I'm like, ah, and sometimes I'll fast forward forever, and he's still like, and another thing about Red State. I was like, oh, dear Christ. But anyway, that's that.
Noah?
Sure. This one's from Mike. At some point, I need to talk with you guys and uncheck the jokes that have been said, because I haven't been keeping up on it, but I'm pretty sure we haven't done this one.
Yeah, I try to, but I kind of suck.
This one is about penguin. You ever do a joke about penguin that you guys recall?
Don't think so.
All right, I'll go for it. A vacationing penguin is driving through Arizona, and he notices the oil pressure light is on. He gets out to look and sees oil dripping out of the motor. He drives to the nearest town and stops at the first gas station. After dropping the car off, the penguin goes for a walk around town. He sees an ice cream shop, and being a penguin in Arizona, decides that something cold would really hit the spot. He gets a big dish of vanilla ice cream and sits down to eat. Having no hands, he makes a real mess trying to eat with his little flippers. Which begs the question, how could he drive? But anyways. After finishing ice cream, he goes back to the gas station, asks the mechanic if he found a problem. The mechanic looks at him from the engine and says, looks like you've blown a seal. No, no, the penguin replies, wiping his mouth. It's just ice cream.
I think I've heard that one before.
But not on Tancast.
Okay, great.
Yay.
Oh, hey, I meant to ask both of you guys before we got all this stuff kicked off. Did you guys see any big crazy waves heading towards you?
No.
Okay.
No, but I heard somebody got swept into the waves while trying to take a picture here in California.
Did they die?
And the Coast Guard was sending helicopters to go look for them. I'm like, fuck them.
Fuck that. Instant Darwinism.
How big were the waves?
I don't know. I didn't get the pictures.
Delicious.
Because he's stuck on the camera.
You're silly. Oh, man. I was watching some video of the whichever the town is in Japan that got, just absolutely flattened. It's like rubble with standing buildings in the middle, completely surrounded by water that's clearly out of place because, I mean, it looks like those all used to be streets where all the water is. And then, like, half of the rubble and half of the standing buildings are just on fire. So it's like there's a couple of buildings that look like fine, but it's like if buildings can think, they're looking around them going, fuck me. Because everything else is like blown to shit and there's fire coming. Oh, man, it's just horrible. Horrible. And you just, like, CNN's like in the lobby of the building I'm at. You just like stop and stare at it for a little while. And it's like, wow. I know the one big tsunami that was a couple of years ago was way worse than this. But you just look at a scene of devastation like that and realize the 2 minutes it took to do all of that stuff blows your fucking mind.
Blows it. Like, yeah.
So, yeah, then I went to go get a donut or something. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Andy's sad.
People must dying, feed. Time to eat donut.
This death, will bring them back.
Death is sad. Comfort.
Yeah, I pointed out I was on Twitter and, like, one of the trending topics was Tokyo Disneyland. I'm like, all right, people. I mean, I like Disney too, but really?
Yeah, that was, like, the big thing that blew up and went all viral about, like, hey, Charlie Sheen, like, apparently no news organization could go 5 minutes without mentioning Charlie Sheen, but in the meantime, and it, like, listed off four names, all of these people died in all of these U.S. soldiers died in Afghanistan this week and didn't get shit for mentions. And I guess, like, that got retweeted and posted on Facebook, and like, it was huge trending topics on all of them. And, yeah, it's sort of the same thing. It's like, oh, I hope Disney Tokyo is okay. It's like, no. I hope fucking everyone in Japan is okay, and you know they're not.
Right, and well, and someone pointed out, like, there was a lot of people trapped in Tokyo Disneyland. I'm like, fair enough. And then Alyssa pointed out, like, if the big one hits while I'm working, I'm probably going to tweet about it. I'm like, fair enough. But these were not the timbre of the tweets that I was reading. I was reading, oh, shit, I wanted to visit Tokyo Disneyland someday. Fuck off. Fuck off and die.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go take pictures of the fucking tsunami?
Is that going to be our new Die in a Christmas Fire? Go take pictures of the tsunami?
It could be.
All right.
It's a winner.
Let's make it a thing. It's doing it.
Winner, chicken dinner.
No chicken dinner today. It's a Friday during Lent.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I'll have some chicken for you.
Oh, but you know what it is for me?
Just any other day?
Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, Noah?
Yes?
Noah, how much you want to bet that I can make Tim just completely block out what we're saying?
Oh, shit. I'm going to talk about the iPad.
Yeah, iPad 2 dropped today. Four words.
We've seen it.
Yep. Actually, I saw there's an Apple store significantly closer to me than I had thought before, so I think I'm gonna go grab one and hump it a little bit.
Oh.
Stick it down my pants, see if I can type on it. Control S. Feel it. Lick it.
All right. I didn't know you were that excited about it.
Cock type with it.
I will grope it at some point when I get around to it.
Yep.
I believe our friend Steph is getting one.
Uh-huh. Well, good on you, Steph.
That's all we got to say about the iPad.
Yep. That's it.
That's all we got to say
about
that.
I heard they're
good
for autistic children.
Part of me thinks there's a horrible joke right behind that, and part of me thinks that might be true.
No, there's no horrible joke.
Okay, so you're just relaying fact. Okay.
Yes.
I think he mentioned that in its keynote, didn't he? Or whatever.
Right. I remember when I was watching it. Oh, wait, no.
No. But I'm just telling Andy. He wasn't watching it, but I think that's something they went over, I thought.
I remember there was something talked about
parents who picked it up. He was like, oh, retarded children, tuning out. New processor.
It's like I was
in.
From the very beginning. Oh, Apple, tuning out.
It's like, I got my own little carpet eater at home. That's all I got space in my emotion for.
You know, carpet eater has another connotation, my friend.
Yes, rug muncher.
Are you saying your little child eats out women?
Well, he, then again, he also one day bit a pillow and then ran into the closet.
Does he wear some loafers?
You might remember this when all of this got discussed on a previous Tancast.
I thought so. This is all sounding very familiar to me. But you know what else is sounding very familiar?
My balls.
My wife in the other room shouting at our child and him crying. Her shouting is almost assuredly due to him having hit her with something or thrown something at a cat or whatever. He's in that acting out phase of the terrible twos.
Oh, goody.
Where we get to try to explain to him, you know, that throwing heavy things at soft objects will tend to hurt the soft objects. And if those soft objects are daddy's nuts, then that's really to be avoided.
I've trained that child well.
God damn it, I knew somebody had.
Hit your dad in the nuts as much as you can.
Remember, it's in the wrist. In the wrist. That gives you the good.
Just flip the wrist.
Oh, I wanted to bring up something. Well, yes.
Okay. Then do.
I wanted to bring up something, and then my brain wanted to remind me of something else to stop me from talking, even though I wanted to continue what I was saying, and now I'm going to. Here it goes.
Excellent.
So Noah suggested a couple weeks ago, we were chatting on IM, and he suggested that we do – well, I was after looking at that zombie thing. Sorry, the zombie trailer for last week from the video game.
Ah, yes. Okay. Dead Island.
It led to a discussion about zombies and would you be able to kill your wife if she was a zombie? And he's like, we should do stuff like that every week on Tankcast, bring up fucked up scenarios. And I was like, meh. And I was like, you know what? I shouldn't be the one to just be able to crap on Noah's idea. So I bring it to A, YouTube, but, you know, Andy, and B, the masses, if they think it's a good idea. The masses, the few.
The proud, the few, the many.
I think we go dark enough accidentally so often, we don't necessarily need to bring more in. But I think that now that specific question's been posed, that maybe we could address it. Look at me, just running right down the middle. Like a UN negotiator.
I love you both!
We think it's wrong that you're killing your people, but they are within your own borders.
And that one was looking at you a little funny.
He was. We can see your point. So, Noah, you asked the question. Answer it first. Could you kill your wife?
Yeah.
I mean, if she was a zombie, not just, you know, not just this evening. What the fuck? You ate all the ice cream?
Oh, we have ice cream.
Stab.
Ice cream would be good right now. Just don't do vanilla if you're a penguin.
Mm-mm.
Call back.
Or brown would probably be bad, too. I think you just toss the salad.
Toss that seal salad.
Yes. Dead. Head off.
Okay.
I don't know that I could.
Would you just want to die with her? Like, turn me into a zombie, I'll go with you?
No. I mean, I guess. But, like, and then there's the nagging doubt of, wait, what if there was a way to cure her and I'm fucking that up?
Oh, okay. Well, so in that scenario, then yes, I'd try to restrain her. And then, you know, hopefully it goes from there. But I'm just in a world where there is no cure.
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. You can never be sure that there is no cure.
But in this scenario, because it's a made-up scenario, there is no cure.
Well, there's no cure currently, but there might be a cure someday.
There'll never be a cure.
How do you know that?
Because I made up the scenario.
No, better question. How would Tim, within your scenario, know that?
It's known.
There's no way of knowing, Noah. There's no way of knowing.
It's widely known.
Life is a mystery. That's why it's mysterious.
God came down and said, no cure.
Okay.
Wait, I'm on a chitty-chat basis with God, and yet somehow my wife has turned into a zombie?
He can't do anything about that.
Hey, man.
He's God!
I said it about a year and a half ago, but I suspect God's a little bit of a dick.
He tells you it's for the bigger picture. He said you can't see it right now.
Okay, God's a dick, and he's a shitty painter. Fucking Monet bullshit. Come on.
Yeah, that's a good point, Tim.
Thank you.
But so you just... You would just kind of be like the guy roaming the earth with the zombie trailing behind him?
Yep.
Yeah, I'd be, well, spoiler alert, but I'd be the end of Shaun of the Dead. Just keep her out in the little shed in the yard. Go out and visit sometimes, play some video games. Remind her how much she likes Halo.
Now here's something. Vampires need to drink human blood, and zombies need to eat human brains, but yet they're both undead creatures, so what happens, you know, like they're supposedly immortal unless something specific happens, what happens if they just never eat human brains?
Depends on the story, depends on the author. So, like, sometimes vampires will go crazy, sometimes they will starve and, like, waste away. Like, not like rot, but like desiccate and dry up. Well, I don't know, maybe there's other stories out there where they rot if they don't get human blood, but, in most of the stories, and I think even in the traditional culture, the whole idea of the vampire drinking blood is more of consuming the living force from the person. And it's just the idea that the blood is sort of the vessel that contains that life force. You know, when really all it is the liquid that moves oxygen and nutrients around your system. But, you know, fuck, these people thought that rotting meat is what spawned flies, so we got to forgive them if they didn't quite know what blood was. Angel and Buffy the Vampire Slayer... Like, skin gets really dry, basically goes crazy, is the stated outcome.
But they'll never die.
Yeah, I don't think they'd die. I think it's just like if you left them for long enough, they'd wind up looking like a skeleton, and like maybe not be able to move anymore, but still sort of be alive-ish. Like the demon would keep their form animated, but...
Didn't that happen in a movie? I can't remember the movie now, where it was a vampire who's all dried up, and he got like a little drop of blood, and then he kind of reanimated, and then more and more. Maybe I'm thinking of The Mummy.
No, that sounds like something from a vampire movie, but I can't place it.
I don't know. I mean, Well, I assume, like, well, in Shaun the Gen, I assume he wasn't killing people and feeding them brains, but I could be wrong.
Wow. That would be a very, like, surprisingly dark ending.
I've never seen Shaun of the Dead.
A friend of his gets turned into a zombie, and he winds up keeping him kind of like a pet.
Yeah, I was able to piece that together.
Yep. I mean, it was a dark comedy,
but not that dark
though.
Yeah,
it's good. It's worth a watch.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I've been meaning to see that and Hot Fuzz. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Oh yeah, Hot Fuzz is really good too. Man, just all of the cop tropes that they play with in that.
I remember seeing Hot Fuzz, and it didn't grab me.
Hmm.
I don't know, maybe I gotta rewatch it.
You know what? Didn't grab my wife either, as I recall. But oh man, I laughed myself silly on that thing.
So flip side, Tim.
Wait, Andy hasn't answered before you say that.
Okay.
Oh, I said that I'd keep her like the Shaun of the Dead guy if I could. But
oh,
if she's,
you did. Okay.
If she's like a member of the zombie horde, and it's like, you know, it's down to my survival, and she's already technically dead. It might make me then later, once I stop to think about it, want to put a bullet through my own brain. But you know, the fact that something that looked like my wife was coming after me and I had to kill it to save myself. But I think in the moment, if I realize that all those creatures are dead and it only looks like my wife, it's not her personality anymore, I don't think I would hesitate too long to, you know, to blow the head off of my wife's reanimated meat sack that has nothing of what makes her her still inside of it.
If I do the Thriller dance, will my wife just dance along with me?
Yes.
That is an excellent question.
Anyway, Noah, what were we about to ask?
Oh, it was not flip side, but it was good. If you had to kill and give your wife brains, would you do that, like, to keep her alive?
Is she still like my wife? Like, is there still her personality in there, but she's just compelled to
I would say
brains?
There is some semblance of her personality. Like, every once in a while, you get, like, a little glimpse.
Hmm. I don't think I could justify it. Much as I love her, just the... And I would hope that she would say the same thing.
She'd like, I chopped his motherfucking head off.
Destroying someone else's life... And several someone else's, like, repeatedly. I don't think ethically that, you know, I don't think my own loss would be enough to compel me to go inflict that loss on other people.
Can I just hang out at a morgue and just feed her recently dead brains?
I don't see why not.
Boom.
Oh, that I'd do.
Snackerific.
Tim's always thinking the way out.
Yep.
I like it.
I should be a CEO. I'm always looking for loopholes. Hire me to run your company. I'll figure out a way to get out of work. Just kidding. So before we get to this week's tan fight, Monday night tan fight, Noah had a recipe.
I did, and I actually remembered and then I forgot, but now you remind me again, so thank you.
That was the thing that I almost interrupted myself to talk about this fucked up thing for.
Alrighty.
Let me, I can forward the recipe, or I can post it myself, it doesn't matter. But,
let's do the Don't Masturbate in the Kitchen theme music.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Kitchen. Kitchen.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal.
Now we'll give you a recipe that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember. Do not stroke your bone.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen.
So, let me... There's two recipes. Well, there's the one that my wife made, Stephanie. They're very good. She made them vegan. They are Earl Grey tea
your other
cookies.
Wife.
What?
I said as opposed to your other wife.
Yeah.
Like my wife, Stephanie.
Earl Grey tea cookies. So, they were good. You get some Earl Grey tea bags. Put those in there. I think you may need a food processor. You do. What's so funny?
Sorry, I spent an evening threatening to teabag my wife just at random times. Including she was laying down on the bed, jumping up on the bed above her, and then, like, pulling my boxers to the side to display my bag, and then, like, slowly lowering myself towards her, just to torture her, just, you know, playing around, goofing around, whatever. And then a little bit later, she was talking about, she's like, oh, my stomach hurts. I'm like, oh, do you think, like, a warm drink might help? Perhaps some tea? I think we have Earl Grey and chamomile in my balls.
And furry nutsack flavor.
Yeah, she was no longer amused at that point. I think the stomach pain may have had something to do with it. I think the thing that I'm a big fat fucking moron may have had something else to do with it.
Most likely.
Maybe. So sorry. Please continue.
So I was just going to say, the only thing we changed is we use vegan Smart Balance as opposed to butter.
Okay.
So I will post both recipes. Stephanie wrote up one. Well, here's a link to the original one. And then I have definitely wrote a perversion.
Okay, so you've got a version of it that's not necessarily vegan?
Yes.
Okay, does that version allow you to optionally include ground beef? Because I think that would make the cookies a lot better.
You can do whatever you like.
Excellent.
Ground beef, not ground beef, bacon, hot dogs, whatever.
And I will beef those beefy beefs right beef.
What? Made of Earl Grey tea. They're good for Star Trek. That's a horrible Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, that's kind of a Sean Connery there, Tim.
Yeah, that's all I do.
If you're a fan of hot dogs... Oh, you know, I don't know if it's national. Sonic has, like, hot dogs now. Like, Chicago
yes.
style. And New York style. Have you been there?
No, but I've seen the commercials. And then Danielle's like, when was the last time you went to Sonic? I was like, I don't know. I guess it's probably that time with you. Noah.
Are you a fan of those types of hot dogs, Tim?
At least one of them looked interesting. I'm a pretty plain Jane hot dog guy, though. Just put some ketchup on it, and I'll eat it.
I gotta say, I love the Tex-Mex hot dog. Oh, that was so fucking good.
Hey, awesome. Yet another website that is 99% Flash.
Are you talking about the Sonic?
Yep. Sonic, Smoky Bones. Fuck, there's just so many of them.
Smoky Bones,
just
baby.
Shit dancing around on your screen, taking forever to load, making
Smoky
my CPU
bones?
Max out. Hey, guys, guess what? I'm there to read text and images. Guess what the web's made up predominantly of? Guess what web browsers are really good at displaying?
What is Smoky Bones? Well, you know I could Google it.
It's a restaurant.
I got a smoky bone for you, baby.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other night, my wife tells me, she's like, yeah, you know what? It's been a while since we had any barbecue from Smoky Bones. I was like, oh, well, it was because I was going to be right over next to one for something else. And I'd mentioned, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, it's like right next to the Smoky Bones that we went to like a long time ago. She's like, oh, I remember that being really good. So we picked some up for carryout, and I brought it home. And then we ate it, and we both looked at each other and went, either our memory is fucked or they have gone downhill.
You know, out of that story, you could have left that you brought it home and then ate it. Like, we would have pieced that together. Like, we picked some up for carryout and realized it wasn't as good. We're like, well, they should have brought it home and ate it.
Oh. Hey, Tim, you got to have the details, Tim. So you gotta,
I really don't.
You got to do a yarn.
I'm operating about 4 or 5 hours of sleep after a long-ass busy day. So just go ahead and edit out any extraneous words I use.
Oh.
So we'll just edit out your whole bit?
I thought you were about to tell me to go fuck myself or something.
No.
Like, oh.
Although that's what
that's
I'm strongly
it?
Implying.
Just an editorial suggestion?
Like, if you don't like it,
more venom.
I expected more from you, Andy.
If you don't like it, feel free to trim it. Or just mock me. I don't give a shit.
So this just looks like a Chili's or something.
Okay.
A Texas Roadhouse,
if you
will.
What are you saying over there, Noah? We can barely hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay now?
I can hear that you were talking underneath us, and you're quieter than us.
Oh, okay.
So you can't talk at the same time and overpower us.
Yes, I can!
I guess if you do that.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not finding this Tex-Mex thing.
Smoky Bones just looks like one of any chains you've been to. Like, it doesn't look spectacular. Like, that's what I've seen at Texas Roadhouse. Me and Tim went there once.
Yeah, but they had really good barbecue, and their sausages were really good. Like, smoky, grilled, whatever flavor.
Okay. I mean, they're their food is good, but the menu just looks like cookie cutter of anything else I've seen. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and no, based on the food that we got from there very recently, I would not recommend them to any of our listeners. If you can travel back in time, maybe you'll find a different experience there, but not in the here and now. But yeah, no, I'm finding, let's see, foot-long quarter-pound coney, looks like a standard coney. Chili cheese coney, which sounds exactly like a coney.
Oh, is this your local Sonic?
Yeah.
So you don't got the Chicago Tower, or your New York style?
I don't see anything. I'm just looking at their online menu. And now I see New York All-American. Oh, yeah. New York All-American, Chicago, chili cheese, foot-long quarter pounder, and corn dog.
And boom goes the dynamite.
I just remembered that a chili dog is a disgusting sex act.
It's a good sex act. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Billy.
Alrighty.
Awkward.
Oh, hey, do we want to do the Monday Night Tan Fights before things get too much later?
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for Monday Night Tan Fights!
Yay!
This week's Fight Master is Noah.
So Noah. Mine today is Sharktopus versus Aquaman. And this is the Aquaman who has no shirt and a hook for a hand. Harpoon, with a little...
Despite what you may see in the album art for this episode. Because...
You couldn't find a picture?
Pictures of that motherfucker are hard to come by.
No, sir. In the Wikipedia article, there's one.
Yeah, does it look like he could be fighting something that's right next to him?
Yes.
Let's look.
I'll link you to it.
Oh, yeah. He absolutely looks like he's fighting something.
There's just a lot of other shit around him.
Wait, no, he's fighting the camera.
It could be to the
right. The one where he's throwing his hook?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fighting the camera.
No, he's kind of going a little bit, little stage left.
Camera.
Stage left.
Camera.
And what the shit is up with all of the seagulls behind him in that picture?
Yeah, fuck Photoshop and that bullshit. Let's just say this artwork, it's already done. All right, deal all with right. it. If you want to draw a little hook hand on him in your head, you go right ahead.
Apparently he's got like a new, well, no, apparently he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead now, apparently. Noah and I discovered that together the other day, as Noah was telling me what the theme was going to be.
But even before that, he had a hand that had magical powers that could dehydrate you in a second and kill you.
I had no fucking clue about that.
I'm like, that's a little too powerful. It sounds like Aquaman might have been kicking ass at one point. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess the comic book writers were sick of everybody pissing on him.
Let's give it a hand that just kills anyone. Just one touch.
Yeah, then they turn him into the Dweller of the Deep or something like that?
Yeah, he looked like a squid guy.
Yeah, he looked like, what's his name? Davy Jones from the Pirates movies.
That he did. So anyways, it is Aquaman with the hook, harpoon, and the rope.
So does he have that drainy power?
No, he doesn't have the drainy power.
Okay.
No, that was a magic water-made hand that the Lady of the Lake gave him.
Got it.
And I will say he cannot...
Did that replace his hook hand? Is that how they explain how he got his hand back?
Yes.
Got it.
And I will say he cannot mind control Sharktopus.
All right, I'm ready to vote. That was going to be my one and only question.
But he can mind control other animals.
No, can he mind control?
I
didn't read a whole lot of Aquaman, but I know that at some points he could mind control them, and at other points it was like he could, you know, speak to them telepathically and, you know, like, command them in the way that a king does, but they still retain their free will.
Yeah, but I mean, how much free will does an animal really have?
That's true.
You're like, animal, come over here.
Or if it's a cat, come here. Fuck you.
No. If it's a cat, it's cat.
You sound like Kevin Smith doing an impression of something.
I am. It's his impression of chickens.
Oh, so you're doing your Kevin Smith impression of the Kevin Smith impression of chickens.
Yep.
Fair enough.
He's like, well, chickens have to think something, right? They don't just sit around going like, those are the salad days of Smodcast, the first couple episodes. I believe that one's called Do Chickens Have a Soul or something like that. And he was talking about putting on a chicken costume, like, on his head and just hiding out and seeing if chickens talk to each other, like, hey, want to look at my dick? Because that's apparently what he thinks chickens, the first thing a chicken's going to say to another chicken, despite the fact that chickens are female.
Yeah, and I don't think roosters have a dick. I think they just have, like, a cloaca that they can extend.
Oh, well, look at that.
There are very few birds that have a true penis.
Well, this irregardlessly, Ing, it was still funny.
Okay, actually, I think some ducks have two.
So he says can communicate with marine life, which he can summon from great distances. So, do that with what you will. He also says he can swim up to 10,000 feet per second.
Wow.
That sounds fast.
I'm going to try to convert that into miles per hour using Google.
Oh, I also should point out that of the three of us, only Noah has seen Sharktopus,
yes.
The movie.
Yes.
Which I guess we should explain for our listeners who may not know. Sharktopus was a shitty movie on the Sci-Fi Channel where a shark was combined with an octopus by the government?
Someone working for the government.
No one knows. I'll let him explain.
Julia Roberts' brother.
Eric Roberts.
Yep, him.
From The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's some facts I wrote down about Sharktopus. He can sense electrical impulse, and for a while they were controlling him with focus electrical charges, but whatever that thing that made him do that broke. He has bioimplants. I don't know if Aquaman can do anything with that. And he can go on water. He can go on land for a little bit. They didn't really specify like how long or if he had a limit, but there were a couple scenes where he went on to land.
Yeah, I saw in the trailer on Hulu, which may be good to link in here. Like him just crawling over land on his crazy. Oh, and he's got like spear points at the end of his tentacles.
Yes, he does.
So climbing over land on his crazy little spear point things, and then he's got like pointy shit sticking out the side of him too. Like, he's extra spiky for either a shark or an octopus.
It looked like he had a little mouth in his belly like an octopus, but he never used it.
Yeah, and they put where that little mouth in his belly is, where the shark's asshole would be, so you may be thinking of the wrong orifice there.
It was big, though.
Sharktopus got a...
He takes big Sharktopus dumps.
He's got to take big shits.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got a big, big appetite, and he takes a big, big shit.
Fair enough. They never specified either way what that hole was for. Yeah.
Oh, and apparently Sharktopus is big enough that boats look like snacks, and other sharks look like minnows. Well, maybe not quite, but Sharktopus is fucking huge.
That he is. And he's fucking vicious. No mercy.
That he is.
Clearly, because stabbing people with his little hook tentacle thingies and then climbing over land to get at people.
Also says...
Aquaman can't control Sharktopus, but can he at least use his telepathic powers to shit-talk during the fight?
Sure.
Like, boop, 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 boop. Your mother was a fucking sushi platter.
Like, maybe hurt Sharktopus's feelings.
Exactly.
Make him run away. I'm not playing anymore. I'm taking my... What are
those
things?
I'm never fighting you again!
My tentacles and going home. Let me read some more facts about Aquaman. He has superhuman strength.
Uh-huh.
He can resist machine gun fire, for what that's worth.
In case Sharktopus fucking grabs a Tommy gun.
He can see in total darkness and has enhanced hearing and granting limited sonar.
Okay. Just for people who deal with English measurements, 10,000 feet per second is, what, 6,800 miles per hour? Yes, 6,800 miles per hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah, that's pushing Mach 10. I don't think that's enough to orbit you, but that's fast.
So I think it's safe to say that he could outswim Sharktopus.
Yeah.
Who's never seen moving that fast. In the clips I was able to piece together from YouTube.
Yeah, the fastest jet that has ever been created, I think topped out at like Mach... The fastest jet that doesn't actually make it into orbit, I think topped out at like Mach 3.2 or 3.5 or some shit like that. So he's like three times faster than the fastest jet. Which is, I think, that somebody wrote down a really high impressive sounding number and failed to do the math. Either that or I've got one too many zeros in here, so I'm double checking myself. Let's see. Yeah, 10,000 feet per second is a little bit more than 2 miles a second. 3,600 seconds in an hour. Yep. 6,800. I didn't do the 6,800 in my head. I was just double checking that I'm not off by like an order of magnitude.
So he could just swim away every time the Sharktopus is starting to strike him. Sharktopus will get worn out.
I think if he can handle the pressure of... living bodies are not a whole lot more dense than water. It's why things float. Why living bodies tend to float. So if Sharktopus has either no spine or no real skeleton to speak of, like an octopus would, or it has a cartilage skeleton like a shark would have, and the rest of him is only as dense as water, I think Aquaman's go-to move is get up to Mach 10, hit Sharktopus. Enjoy Sharktopus snacks.
Now, it doesn't say it in here,
mm-hmm.
but couldn't Aquaman also throw, like, water balls? Well, at least in the cartoon he could, right?
I don't remember that, but I was reading something about being able to throw hard water, but in Wikipedia, but it wasn't clear if that was a power given to him by his water hand or if that was something that he could do.
No, it was before his water hand, because they used to do it in the cartoon. I do remember that.
Are you talking about Justice League or Super Friends?
I think Super Friends.
Well, they also had a monkey named Gleek, so take that for what it's worth.
But he helped out. He would connect them so they could turn into their other thing. Water and whatever else in the animal.
And for all of our overseas friends and, you know, people who live in more sensible countries than us, it looks like that comes out to about 11,000 kilometers an hour.
Holy shit.
That's fucking fast, mate.
Wow.
That was a horrible accent. I don't know what the fuck it was, mate.
If it wasn't so shitty and hackneyed and making you sound just like idiots, that actually might be a little offensive.
Offensive?
Dear foreigners, this is what you sound like to us. Bleep, bleep, blarp.
What are you talking about, mate?
Oh, no, that's cringeworthy.
I know.
It could be worse. We could have been like, oh, okay, so this is what foreigners sound like.
That does beg a good question. Do foreigners have souls?
Burr, I like fish and chips. Burr.
I like fish and chips. Sorry, Andy. Your soul question was funny, but fuck it now.
I know, like, I got the soul question out, and then just, like, laughter overtook me from Noah.
I'm sorry, what was his question?
You know, he goes, do foreigners have souls? Which was... It wasn't like it needed an answer. He was just comparing them to chickens.
Ah, gotcha.
But then he went, "Burr, fish and chips."
And for a shining second, I thought my "Do Foreigners Have Souls" would be the name of this episode title, but now I think it might be fish and chips.
Burr, I just want to know, how do I spell?
Burr.
So yeah, I got to give this to Aquaman.
Oh, I did not think we were going to do that. Yes, do you want to give me details or?
The new discovery of his speed, but also, like, his strength, and just, I think he's probably cleverer than Sharktopus, and, he could, like you said, he could call other animals to distract Sharktopus while he goes in and maybe just flies up his cloaca, or swims up his cloaca, destroys him from the inside.
I think he just swims up in there and hangs out. It's like, oh, it's nice and warm in here. I think I'm gonna make a house. Meanwhile, Sharktopus is, like, stabbing itself, like that scene from The Incredibles.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, I will say that Sharktopus, not that it matters, but Sharktopus didn't seem to like bullets, but they didn't seem to affect him that much.
Yes, but they kept shooting and acting like the gun, like they had to throw the bullets out of the gun each time they shot. Like they were always jerking their wrist forward, like, have a bullet, have a bullet, have a bullet.
Oh man, that's just like the shitty the shitty props don't even have, you know, like a little trigger action or whatever, so the actors start to like try to overact the action of the gun.
Mm-hmm.
It was like special effects, this is where the bullet shots go.
Okay, spoiler alert for Andy, you may want to close your ears because I know you were hoping to watch Sharktopus. Oh. So how do they kill him at the end? What happens?
Yeah, so he has these implants that they can set off to make it explode. But for some reason, when his little harness got knocked off, it took away their ability to do that. So they had to plug this interface thing into him, and then they could get access to his bio implants. And then they just blew up his head. Or they actually blew all of them up.
Okay.
It was bad. It wasn't even like, oh, this is bad in a good way. This is just bad.
I was thinking to myself, I wonder, because, you know, I always like to try to outthink the writers, especially on really shitty things, like, I guess what's going to happen next. And I was thinking to myself just now, I wonder if I could intuit what the end of this is going to be. The only part of my guess that was right was stupid. I was like, well, it will be stupid. Yep, stop right there, because that's as close as you're going to get. Got to plug something into his bio implants and then explode his head. Hey, you know what else explodes his head? Fucking dynamite, which you can get all over the place.
Well, yeah, it was like this syringy thing that made it so they could interface with him again.
Yeah, you know what else blows shit up? When Sharktopus is crawling around on land, all of the missiles at the U.S. military.
Oh, but only they could do it because they had to keep on the down low because the military is what hired the guy to make Sharktopus, and they didn't want that. No, actually, the Navy. So they didn't want anyone to know. They wanted to keep it hush-hush.
So Aquaman could just call an electric eel and then plug it into him and then fry him and blow him up.
I don't know if that would work. She had to get on a computer and type in a password.
Yeah, I did see that. I saw that part of it, but then it cut off before it actually ended.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So first, she had to guess the password because her dad... Oh, dead dad! What password did you pick?
I'm going to guess
the password he's been saying throughout the whole fucking movie.
Yeah. I'm going to guess it's either some sort of catchphrase, like pet name for her or...
Exactly.
Yep.
It wasn't Sharktopus, though.
No, it was not Sharktopus. Although she did try that, which is funny because it's a name that they made up. Like, they didn't call it Sharktopus from the beginning. Someone said it later on in the movie. It's a shark, an octopus, a Sharktopus.
Dear Christ, they actually had to say it. Like, we have to motivate this in the movie by saying it out loud. Like, you can't just have it called Sharktopus.
Nope,
get it.
They said it. And then Ralph
Garman.
Oh, so this
is written by the people who are writing No Ordinary Family.
Aww.
So I should say, kind of the reason I wanted to see it is because they mentioned it all the time on...
Hollywood Babylon?
Yeah. So I was like, I kind of want to see that.
Poor Julia Roberts' brother. She is so famous, and he's in movies like this. It's like every once in a while you see him in something good, like The Dark Knight or whatever, and you realize, this is his shining moment of glory. It was like he was just wandering through, like, hey, that guy, he looks kind of creepy, put him on. Hey, you know he's famous, right? What? Shit, no.
Is this as good as it gets?
He's famous? Like, we gotta give him credit? I thought we could just pay him scale.
So I stand by my decision. I stand by Aquaman.
Okay, I do too.
Okay. Flawless victory.
For all the reasons we stated, and he can swim fucking fast. Like, he would just wear Sharktopus down.
Yeah, I was coming up with all sorts of other reasons, you know, things he could do. He could just, like, you know, fucking mob him with guppies or anything, you know, just...
guppies.
I was trying to come up with all the different things of, you know, he's got a whole... Because the sea's full of life. He's got access to just tons and tons. He doesn't even have to, like, stick to a species. You know, he can, like, you know, throw fucking urchins at it, get urchin in his eye, like, it's scratchy. Or whatever. But you go, yeah, he can swim at 10,000 feet per second. I'm like, whoa, fuck. That's it right there. Done.
They never had Sharktopus fight like a bunch of whales, though. I wonder how that would have been.
Or some swordfish just cut his little tentacles off.
You know swordfish,
what?
Tim?
They're not really serrated like
no,
in the cartoons?
I was going to say, you know, Tim, swordfish aren't actually like, you know, fencers and whatnot.
I think there is another fish that's not a swordfish. That has a little serrated thing, though.
You're thinking of a sawfish.
There you go.
Oh, that seemed too obvious. That seemed too on the nose.
Also known as the carpenter shark, which is actually not a shark, but it's either a skate or a ray. But it's on the shark family.
Hopefully it's not a rollerblade.
Family of rays. There we go. I looked it up on Wikipedia. I was pulling it up. I didn't just know carpenter shark off the top of my head, either. I did know sawfish off the top of my head.
Good for you.
Indeed. I like to celebrate my achievement.
So back to a...
Got a little cheever.
We're back to a consensus again.
Hooray!
Hooray. Don't forget to vote. I think I'll start doing this at the end, but we'll put up a poll on this one. You can vote for who you think would win, Aquaman or Sharktopus.
All right.
Poll Daddy. Which, if you spell wrong, is a whole different site.
Hey, Noah, yeah. Just to make sure that we maintain consensus, next time it's my turn, it's totally going to be a nuclear bomb versus a 5-year-old little girl.
Okay.
In a roundabout way, I was saying, maybe next time we should pick some characters that are a little more evenly matched than a guy who can swim at Mach 10.
Well, I didn't know he could swim at Mach 10 until just now.
Oh, wow. Me and Noah are really on the same page with that rebuttal. All right, so here is last week's Listener's Choice Tan Fight. I haven't decided a name for this yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, and TanCast listeners across the globe, let's prepare to rematch! No copyright infringement.
Rematch.
Zombie Ann Landry versus Zombie Michael Jackson. Zombie Michael Jackson wins with 65% of the vote.
Zombie Michael Jackson?
Yep, sorry.
Yes. Oh, did Andy talk over me? Fuck you, Andy. Zombie Michael Jackson wins with 65% of the vote. Suck it, Landers. Oh, some of our listeners apparently don't know who Ann Landers is.
I saw that.
She was an advice columnist. I don't even know for what paper, or if it was even paper or a magazine, or she was just syndicated.
Syndicated.
It was a tablet.
she chiseled it into the stone and they passed it around.
Tink, tink, tink. Came out every,
also,
like,
remember,
3 months.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I said it came out every 3 months.
Also, remember to submit your matchups for March or TanCat Monday Night Tan Fight March Madness. Kristen from Nostalgia suggested that we do a Noah versus Andy fight.
Oh, that would be a good fight.
And she goes, "It's Noah's sexy voice versus Andy's diarrhea voice."
Fuck you, Kristen from Nostalgia.
Oh. I still like you.
Not that I disagree, but you know, my pride dictates I say that.
But also, she was... I was saying we need to get her on the show at some point. And I said she'll be the first female guest who is not related to us by blood or by marriage. And she goes, combine the two, bloody TanCast marriage. And I said, I'm going to quote that because bloody TanCast marriage is a good episode title in case we don't come up with one.
Indeed.
I'm sure we have come up with one, but I still wanted to say bloody TanCast marriage.
Nice. That's like right. Tears of period.
I hope the listeners
blood.
Found it funnier than my two co-hosts did, because they just...
I chuckled quietly to myself.
I think Andy went off to get a sandwich.
Nope.
I think he's just gnawing on his own foot.
Yeah. So hungry.
Speaking of which, I do have to make dinner for my lovely wife and the lovely child within her.
Hmm. Yes, that's good. You feed them both. Otherwise, the
I used to segregate, make one wait, but not anymore.
My wife said this to me the other week, and I forgot to share it on Tancast. I'm just going to shoehorn it in here completely artlessly before the end, because I don't trust myself to remember it for another week. There was some show going on, I don't know, Oprah or whatever, and they were talking about couples who take separate vacations and shit like that, and like don't like to do things together. Even couples like live separately and like see each other on weekends and whatever. And she turns to me and in what I'm sure she thought would be a very sweet moment says to me, "I like to do everything with you." Oh shit, there's tons of things I like to do without you. You're thinking, haha, I'll be mean, and then I'll say that I like to poop without her. She goes, "Yeah, I know, like sex."
That's what she said to you?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I'm like, wow, babe, you are made of win. Like, that is awesome. That is more fucked up than anything. I totally thought I was just going to, like, drop a fucked up thing, get the reaction, and then, you know, make it funny after that because I'm a dick like that. But no. It's like the words, oh, there's tons of things I like to do without you. Yeah, like sex. Fuck, that was fast. Kudos, babe. Kudos.
Speaking of winning, Noah and I were talking about Charlie Sheen, about whether or not he is self-aware of what he's doing, like he's doing it kind of on purpose. I'm like, yeah, that's the best way to quit a fucking CBS show ever, as opposed to just, you know, moving to Chicago and doing a dinner theater production of Our Town.
What about Waiting for Godot?
You pointed that out, so I've tried to come up with other plays. I think I even said a completely different play when I was chatting with you.
Oh man, I haven't watched the Conan yet that he was on, but apparently his co-host John Cryer, to get the name right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, apparently Sheen referred to Cryer as like a turncoat backstabbing troll or something like that. So he went on Conan, and I guess Charlie Sheen like did a half-assed apology or something after that. Again, I don't follow that thing terribly deeply, so I only heard about it from this actual write-up of his appearance. He came out on Conan as a troll.
Nice.
So he told all the other young trolls that they need to come out from under the bridge and, you know, join the rest of society.
Oh, those little trolls.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's... There had been talk of, you know, maybe he's doing the thing like... what's his ass? River Phoenix's less talented younger brother? Joaquin Phoenix. That maybe he was doing the thing, you know, like growing the beard and going crazy and being a hardcore rapper or whatever, and like not washing and pissing off Letterman, and it was really just like a long bit to do like a mockumentary of it. People thought, hey, maybe this is all a put on. Maybe it's just a put on. I'm like, no, he's shitting on his co-stars in public, and they're clearly not in on the joke if it is. So,
but he did like a College Humor, is that what it's called?
Yeah, that is a website where they do funny videos.
Indeed.
He did a video where he's like cooking with Charlie Sheen. And he was saying all those quotes. I'm like, fucking, he seems so self-aware of what he's doing.
Yeah, but I think people hear those quotes and they think, wow, it's kind of like Tim's old story about the guy talking about pigeons. It's like everybody's thinking, wow, look at that dude melt down. That's just some crazy shit. And he's thinking, hey, look at all this attention I'm getting for being awesome. I'm going to say those things that everyone thinks are awesome.
So you think he's not laughing with us?
Yeah, I think that he thinks that he's laughing with us, and he doesn't realize that we're laughing at him.
Hmm. Possibly.
Yeah, I'm no psychologist, but meltdowns of this level, it's starting to smack of, like, mental illness. Like, break with reality kind of shit.
Nah, he's right as rain.
Yeah.
All right, that's Tancast for this week.
Good enough. We're done.
Noah, anything to add?
Nah.
All right. Burp the lid and put it in the fridge. We're done for another week.
Delicious.
Nutritious.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the Tancast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official Tancast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your or Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official Tancast Twitter page, the official Tancast Facebook page, and the official Tancast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to Tancast. You're doing it.
Tancast.
Hey, there's the paperwork that I needed at work today. Sitting neatly filed away at home.
Well, it's not work.
Well, I will file that back away and hopefully remember it Monday.
You should listen to this Tancast as you're getting ready for work on Monday.
I think that's a good idea. I'm going to have in-laws in the home, so I will need to listen to Tancast very quietly.
Shh. As opposed to, like, rocking it on a boombox 80s style? Like, how else do you listen to Tancast?
Yeah, oh, no.
He was going to lay down some cardboard, pull out his boombox, start breakdancing. Tancast.
I get into the head spins as soon as Tim says, "Welcome to Tancast." And I keep going through Noah saying, "I'm Noah."
Popping and locking, pussy and cocking.
Alrighty. We got to get DJ Technoid to just lay down some fat beats underneath the whole thing. And that dance won't stop. Ass, titties, ass and titties.
The Tancast
ass, titties, yep. Titties, ass and titties. Big booty bitches.